Today at Tampa's Union Station, about 40 proponents of high-speed rail unveiled their new campaign to lobby the president for stimulus funding. The rail supporters, including Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, hope citizens will ask Barack Obama to award Florida part of $8 billion in stimulus funding for a bullet train from Tampa to Orlando.
I wish President Obama could hear this. I wish he knew of our plans in November for a referendum. I wish he knew of our light rail plans and our plans for an enhanced bus system and how it all ties together with a high-speed connection to Tampa and Orlando. And then Orlando to Miami, Orlando to Jacksonville. We're modernizing the state of Florida, and it's long overdue. Mr. President, we are ready. Give us the stimulus money for high-speed rail, and we'll go under construction right away.
The union, business, environmental, and political leaders on hand are confident that Florida's request for $2.5 billion will be awarded, but say that contacting the president can only help. Based on body language he's picked up from administration officials, Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson predicts that Florida will find out it will get a grant for high-speed rail before the president's State of the Union address in about 3 weeks.
Now, I think we're going to get this grant. It may not be the whole $2.5 billion, but it's going to be the substantial grant for us to complete it. I think we're going to get it because it's so obvious that it's a stimulus project that's ready to go with jobs created immediately to stimulate the economy.
Nelson did not say where the rest of the funds would come from if Florida only received part of the grant. A new cable television ad will premiere tomorrow that gives instructions for how Floridians can text their support for rail and get contact information for the White House. Nelson says the rail project is important because it will create 23,000 jobs. That's why the president of the Florida Chamber of Commerce, Mark Wilson, supports high-speed rail in the state.
I understand that this coalition that stands with me, we don't agree on much. And as a matter of fact, it's typical that we have press conferences talking about each other's policies. So let me underscore the significance of how rare it is that we all stand in front of you united to send a message to our president that Florida is the right place and now is the right time.
When the Florida legislature passed funding for Central Florida's commuter rail line called SunRail, many observers thought that would help the state's efforts to win high-speed rail funding. That includes Tampa area U.S. Representative Kathy Castor.
Florida is ready now for high-speed rail. We are ready to put people back to work in this state. We are going to fight for these jobs.
One criticism of high-speed rail is that because the technology does not yet exist in the U.S., the funds may actually stimulate the economy of another country that already builds high-speed trains, like Spain. Senator Nelson concedes that other countries are ahead of the United States in high-speed rail, but he feels this country can develop homegrown technologies.
There are plenty of good engineers in this country that can develop that high-speed rail technology, and then you can go to somebody like Amtrak to operate it, that are accustomed to running high-speed trains from Washington to New York. So I think it's a very positive outlook for us in the future.
But will people ride the bullet train if it's built? George Hernandez was about to take the Amtrak train from Tampa to his home in West Palm Beach. He also rides trains when he visits his family in Spain. Hernandez hopes Florida does get a bullet train because he feels train travel is faster and cheaper than driving a car.
This is a good idea, man. It's unbelievable in Florida. We don't have train for going any place. I take a train because I don't have oil auction, but I think it's good. In Europe, we have many, many trains.
Ed Taranchik, president of the pro-rail group Connect Us, read letters of support from Governor Charlie Crist and Senator George Lemieux, who could not attend.